You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Common Council voted this week to reject a bid for LED electronic message centers for the Parks Department, not because they found an issue with the bid, the company, or the service offered, but rather because they did not want to spend the nearly $200,000 to purchase and install the signs.
On this one, I'm just not sure this is the right use of funds for it. And if I'm honest, I'd rather see consistent signage throughout the parks. But this is a big price tag for only three signs when there are a lot of things that are in need in those parks to be more consistent and to look better than they do now.
That's Common Council member Chris Larson. Now, in the 2025 Capital Improvements Plan, the Oshkosh Common Council did allocate $190,000 to install three LED electronic message centers at Menominee Park, South Park, and the Leach Amphitheater. A bid to purchase those electronic message centers, not counting the installation, came in for nearly $120,000. Now, not all of the council balked at the measure. Carl Bulow said marquee signs do get attention for the city.
They are high traffic, and I think we will see, I mean, there's signs there now that I look at when I go by them to see what's going to be coming up in different announcements. So I do see the value in this. It is a high price tag, but it's also a good quality product that we're going to be putting up that'll last a long time. So
the vote to award the bid failed with a tied 3-3 vote. Mayor Matt Mugerauer, Deputy Mayor Joe Stevenson, and Bulow voted to accept the bid and move forward with the purchase, while council members Larson, DJ Nichols, and Brad Spanbauer voted against the signage purchase. Councilmember Jacob Flom was absent from the meeting. An international fireworks convention is returning to the Fox Valley in August of 2026. The Pyrotechnics Guild International Convention announced on its website that next year's event will be in Kakana. In 2023, you might remember, it was held in Oshkosh. The convention includes a full week of entertainment, education, and nightly fireworks displays. Governor Tony Evers is asking the Trump administration not to cancel money that's meant to revamp Wisconsin's unemployment system. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The state's unemployment framework is old. It's based on technology from the 1970s. And during the pandemic, the high number of claims overloaded the whole thing, leading to long delays. The state has put tens of millions of dollars into upgrades and was set to get $29 million more from the federal government to help in that effort. That money was supposed to be used for modernization efforts, including ones that would help spot and stop fraud. In the spring, the Trump administration canceled $675 million meant to help update states' unemployment systems across the country. Wisconsin officials say canceling that money has really set their updates back. Now, the governor has written a letter to the labor secretary urging them to restore that money. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Lawmakers returning to the Capitol next month have the opportunity to consider some bills introduced by a Greater Green Bay area senator to benefit veterans. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Republican State Senator Andre Jacques is offering the Respect Our Wisconsin Veterans Service Act. Jacques said the measure could give lawmakers a chance to readdress veterans' issues that failed to make it into the state budget. Jacques has included over $1.9 million to keep open facilities in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls that offer the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program for veterans who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. Other provisions include expanded eligibility for a refundable property tax credit for veterans and surviving spouses, and directing the Board of Regents to fund the UW Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project to recover and identify MIA Wisconsin veterans.
We've all gotten them, and not many of us enjoy them. I'm talking about robocalls. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the Multi-State Anti-Robocall Litigation Task Force has issued warning letters to 37 providers. According to a press release, the warning letters are part of the task force's Operation Robocall Roundup initiative, demanding the providers take action to stop alleged illegal robocalls from being routed through their networks. They also remind the providers that they must comply with FCC robocall mitigation requirements, including registering in the agency's database and responding to government traceback requests. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Packers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is like on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad for sure.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the fifth time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original, with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Victoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Victoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista, or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retire, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off he was terrible? Highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called a tell-all. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 65 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little bit warmer with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.